Hey Veeam Community Podcast listeners, it's on. VeeamON 2015 has been announced and will be returning to Las Vegas. VeeamON 2015 will be held October 26th through the 29th at the Aria Resort Hotel and Casino. Like last year, the Veeam CE course will be offered at a discount, but this year it will be held before the event. VeeamON is the event dedicated to data center availability, and this year's event will be even bigger and better than before. You don't want to miss it. Want to find out more? Check out go.veeam.com/veeamon and pre-register. That way you'll be the first to know when early bird pricing is available and stay up to date on all the latest for VeeamON 2015. Also be sure to like the VeeamON Facebook page. We'll see you in Vegas.
Hello and welcome to the Veeam Community Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Vanover. This is episode 109, VMworld 2015. We have a winner. Here we go. Today I have two guests, and I'm really happy to have Sean Cannon finally on the podcast. Hey, Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. We're recording here on July 31st. And VMworld is coming up. It's about a month away. I'm really stoked for it. Before we get started, Sean, tell the listeners about your blog and yourself, and let everyone know you.
Absolutely. Well, like I said, my name's Sean Cannon. I am one of the bloggers on vbrainstorm.com. I've been doing that for a couple of years, along with Roger Lund, who's my co-blogger. I'm also currently a systems admin at my current job. That role's changing. Just don't know what the new title's going to be yet, but I've been doing IT stuff for coming on 20 years with the same company. So it's kind of unique in the IT world for that to happen, but that's how it's worked out for me. And that's just me in a nutshell right there.
And Sean, Roll Tide GA on Twitter, right?
That is correct, yes.
Right. Or Roll a Tadega if somebody really messes it up, right?
Oh, yeah. And somebody does, and I just roll with it. It doesn't bother me one bit.
Outstanding. Our other guest today is Michael Hart, the Single Source IT Hero. How you doing, Mike?
Doing good, Rick. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm awesome. And Michael, tell everyone about yourself as well.
Well, I am based here out of Louisville, Kentucky. We provide managed services and technical consulting for small, medium, and even enterprise systems. I've been helping out the city of Louisville here for a little over 10 years, designed up their VMware infrastructure, and always looking to make sure that we have the best in place for the clients. I've been doing IT for a little over 20 years after doing 8 years in the military, and just loving life.
Cool. And Michael, you're on Twitter at SSIT502, is that right?
That is correct.
Cool. So these two guys, top-notch guys, friends, I encourage you guys to give them a follow on Twitter. Check out the blog that Sean has as well. Now, the topic I had today, we have a winner. We do have a winner. In fact, we have two. We have one of them on the call with us today. But one of the things that we've done here at Veeam is we have tried to promote not just our presence at VMworld, but also really promote our commitment to the community and getting people there and making sure that we can really enable everyone to make this happen. So when the events team reached out to me about, I think it was maybe March or April, can't quite remember, we said, I want to give away some passes. Now, these are full attendee passes, right? The ones that cost $2,000 or some bucks or $2,700. How can we do that? And I said, you know what? We've got a great IT community around VMworld. Let's try two different things. Let's make a blog campaign, and let's also make a page where people can register. So, Sean, at VBrainstorm, you did take me up on that blog. What was your thought process when you saw that blog post invitation come through?
Well, my first thought was, you know, I've been to, you know, VMworld quite a few times now, and luckily, you know, I've gotten on through different avenues. A lot of times my company does not have the funds to pay for the conference fee. But since I was already covered this year, I was like, you know what, I'd really need to pass that along. Somebody that might not be able to get to go this time, they may have other travel arrangements, but just not the conference. Let's get that out there and share that with the community, because, I mean, the community has become so important to me over the past few years. I wanted to be able to give back in any way I could. So that's why I decided to go ahead and get that blog post out there.
Outstanding. That's an excellent point. And the funny thing is about VMworld, or really attending any industry event from an IT perspective, I almost think that getting there is the easy part. You know, if you really want to go there, right, you can share a room with a friend, you can split the cost with a coworker. It sounds tacky, but you know what? You're not going to spend much time in that room. These are busy days. Airfare, you can, you know, find another way. Most meals are included. You know, a lot of different ways you can get there. So I'm glad, Sean, that you took us up on that blog post offer. A lot of other ones did too, but we also had a web page where the public could just sign up, and we had over 200 people sign up for that offering. And basically, we were going to give away two full conference passes, which includes the VMworld party and also a fast pass to the Veeam party, which is good stuff. But basically, one of our winners was Michael Hart on the podcast here. So congratulations, Michael. You got a full pass to VMworld. We're happy to give you that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Cool. Well, you did know it was coming because I did invite him in the podcast and tell him that ahead of time. Now, our other winner was not able to be on the podcast today, and that's Henry De La Cruz, works for a bank in Troy, Michigan. So congratulations to Henry as well. So good stuff, guys. So I'm really happy to have you know, issued these two passes for the two winners. Caroline's going to follow up with you, and we'll get that all sorted out for you. So congrats, Michael. Congrats, Henry. So now that that part's done, there's still more ways to win. And this was the kind of the big promo we had, but we have something more I want to talk about in a second. But I'd like now, let's start with you, Michael. Tell me a little bit about your expectation, your experience of going to VMworld. You know, what's important to you? You mentioned when we were preparing for the call that you've been before. What's your take on the event itself?
Well, the event itself is outstanding. You get to catch up with a lot of the folks that you basically became friends with either through Twitter, through blogs, or previous times at VMworld. I do love a lot of the technical sessions. My biggest draw is actually the getting together with all the different vendors and catching up with all the latest technology, seeing how the new guys can start off and make a change to our virtualization.
What do you think's, you know, is it valuable to do the session replay, or do you really find just going to the sessions good enough?
Well, depending on the session, there's a lot of times if you can get the replay, you actually learn a lot more, because during the session, sometimes they speak really fast and you just can't catch it all. And during the session with the recordings, you can actually hear the questions a little bit more cleaner coming out of the audience.
How many different VMworlds have you been to, Michael?
Let's see. I went to 2010, 12, 13, and 14, and now coming up on 15.
Have you ever been to the one in Europe?
I have not. Unfortunately, I'm a little small to be able to make those kind of trips. Mm-hmm. You know, as you stated, airfare out to California from here, round trip, is $400.
Wow, that's not bad at all.
Nah, Europe's a little bit more.
Yeah. So cool. I mean, I've been to, I went to 2009, maybe. No, I did 2008, 2009. 2010, 2011, that would have been Las Vegas. Plus, I also did 2011 in Copenhagen. 2012, I believe it returned to San Francisco. And then 2012, it also then showed up in Barcelona. I went to that. 13 was San Francisco. 14, 13 was Barcelona as well. 14, San Francisco. 14, Europe. Barcelona. So that's a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 VMworlds for me. That is crazy. Whoa. But this year, 2015, I'm going to San Francisco, but I will not, and I feel horrible. I will not be at VMworld Europe. I have a conflict. We've got our own, I don't want to say it's a smaller event, but it's important to Veeam type of event. So I'm actually going to be in Asia during that time, and I won't be able to make it, unfortunately. Good stuff. So, Sean, what's your take on VMworld? You know, how many times have you been, and what do you really look for at the event?
Sure. Yeah, I believe this will be my seventh VM World. I've might have missed one in there. I don't remember the exact ones I've been to, but I've been to. I know I went to the one in Vegas, but primarily it's been all the ones in San Francisco that I've been to. But the big thing for VM World, it was like we were listening to the same record here. Exactly what Michael said is a lot of the things that I agree with. I mean, you come to this event, I'll catch a few sessions, but like I told you earlier, Rick, I'd really prefer to get those later just to be able to get the content a little bit more. You know, like you said, it's sometimes it's easier to follow later and get all the info you need, whereas in the session, sometimes you don't quite get that. Don't get me wrong, people need to go to those sessions. Those people put a lot of work into what they're doing, so please go to them. You can view them again later. But obviously, I really want to go to VM World to reconnect with everyone that I've met there in person, but also over Twitter, any other, you know, form of social media that I've met over the time through the blog, whatever. And it's all about really networking back with them. And then also seeing, I do appreciate the keynotes because I want to see, well, what's new coming down the pipeline? Where's everything going? What's the future of virtualization? What's the future of VMware? And then also all of the vendors in the space. I mean, I want to be able to see what they've got going on, see what's new, who's new in the market, you know, why are they new? See who wins the best of awards. So you can go check them out. See why they want it. You know, those kind of things I want to know about as well. But it's just a great event. It gets bigger every year. Sometimes that's a bad thing because you got so many people that you're having to wade through. But overall, I wouldn't change it for anything. I mean, I would love to see it in a different city again instead of San Francisco. So I hope that does happen at some point. But no matter where it's at, as long as I can get a conference pass, I'm there.
You hit something that is a big deal with me. I don't want to say criticized, but you know, an event that really is so good, you almost have to find something to complain about. And that's what I complain about at VMworld is I really wish it would be a little bit more mobile in the States and honestly for Europe. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I wasn't really bummed about not going to Barcelona again, but I do appreciate it when they mix it up. And by way of comparison, I really like how Microsoft Ignite, or now what used to be TechEd, I love how that jumps around, you know, Orlando, New Orleans, Atlanta, Chicago, I think it's been out west, you know, that's, I think, is pretty cool. And, you know, I understand why VMware wants to have it in San Francisco. There's, you know, really good logistical support right there so close to Palo Alto. I get that. But, you know, I think my favorite VMworld was 2011 in Las Vegas. So, you know, take that for what it is. You know, and there, you know, a lot of times they're like, well, nowhere's big enough. But no, that's not true. Chicago can hold it. I know Atlanta can. Dallas, Denver, Boston, they all have the facilities for it. So Orlando, of course, New Orleans. Plenty of places that can hold those types of events. I'd love to see it kind of go crazy and maybe have like, I don't know. Let's make something up. VM World, you know, Little Rock or something like that. Yeah, a small little VM World that just totally consumes a city or something. That would be fun. But no, cool. I mean, you know, another thing I wish, you know, here in the States, right? VM World is always the full week before the U.S. holiday of Labor Day. So for the listeners that are out of the U.S., we go into one of our holiday weekends, and we don't have many here in the States, but that's kind of a big weekend. And so the conference definitely can't go late. You may remember, guys, like it kind of went later on Thursday, but they backed it up a little bit. It starts really on Saturday now. So what's your thought on that, Sean? Because it really kind of hits your weekend before, and then we'll go to you on that, Mike. But let's start with you, Sean, on that.
Sure. Having it the weekend before doesn't bother me as much as Labor Day weekend. And it's really because college football kicks off that weekend and I travel to games for that. So the weekend before, not a big deal. I'm not coming out until Sunday instead of Saturday for this time around, mainly because the strangest thing is I couldn't find a decent direct flight from Atlanta to San Francisco that I liked, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's weird, but I don't really want to do a connecting flight if I don't have to. So I'm coming out direct Sunday morning. I'll get there in plenty of time because I'm involved in, you know, the dodgeball tournament and all those things as well. So yeah, moving it ahead in the previous weekend, not a problem for me, because we definitely have too much going on for Labor Day weekend.
Sean, I got to call foul on you there. I live in a market that doesn't have many direct flights. To complain about not finding a good direct, I know what Delta runs out of ATL, and brother, you're going to have to toughen up there. I'm sorry. But I can understand, you know, you got to be a little picky, but you know, I live in places where going from A to B always takes me through C, and it's just,
well, can you tell I don't travel as much as you do?
Yeah, definitely. I'd love, if I had air service like ATL, to have that in my home market, the way I roll, man, that would save so much time. But then
absolutely,
I wouldn't have all the good status, because half of my flights really are the connections, you know? So
yep.
Anyways, good stuff. Michael, you know, what's your take on the weekend and the placement and all that?
Well, I'm not really a big weekend person. That's just two more work days for me. So, you know, I don't mind the placement of where they've got it. I'm one of those guys that come in on Sunday also. So I don't mind the having to do the connections, only because I don't have the option of getting a direct flight from Louisville. So I actually have had to fly up to Cincinnati just to fly out. So,
sure.
Not really too bad on that. And you know, when you get in there early enough, we can get there, get registered, and hit everything you need to hit starting Sunday. You know, maybe go out to lunch with somebody, or you know, meet up with some friends.
Yeah, the networking is so important, and honestly, the weekend is really a good time to do that. So the Sunday, and honestly, to an extent, the Saturday, because the schedule doesn't really kick into full gear yet. And if you really want to take that quality time to, you know, catch up with someone, that Sunday and Saturday is a good opportunity to do that. And you know what, Michael, you made me think of something, right? Because your market, unless you're flying UPS, is you know, a lot like mine, where, you know, we don't have a lot of nonstop flights to a lot of markets. And that's another reason why I think I kind of wish VMware would allow the U.S. event to kind of be mixed up a bit. You know, some of the city markets I mentioned earlier, in particular Atlanta, Chicago, Denver, looking for what, Las Vegas. Almost every city has a nonstop flight to those cities, you know, between all the airlines. So that's kind of another thing that, you know, you think of site selection strategy. I mean, that's the only thing I would improve with the event. And, you know, San Francisco, honestly, if the weather's nice and sunny, that's a nice day. I can get that. And I've come to find that, you know, San Francisco is an outstanding food town. I'm a little bit of a foodie. So that leads me to my next question. Sean, do you have a favorite restaurant there in, you know, the Moscone area that you really fancy the most?
The funny thing is that I really don't. I tend to go to a lot of the things where, you know, somebody's throwing an event, so I'll eat whatever is there. I haven't really found a place that I will go to every time I'm out there. I have gone out to Fisherman's Wharf once, meeting up with a friend that lived out there to eat some seafood, and that was fairly good. But I don't know, I really haven't found a place that I can say I go to every time I come out there.
How about you, Michael? Any go-to favorites there in San Francisco?
Well, I hate to say it, but Mel's Diner for breakfast, I think, is one of the best ones. If you can get there early enough, food's great. And then there's a little Italian joint that the guys over at Bull took me to last year, and I cannot remember what the name of it was, but the food was delicious. I'm going to see if I can find out the name of that this year.
Yeah, go look. Yeah, maybe if you got a second even now, look it up and let me know if you find it. So you mentioned Mel's, and that's one of my favorites right there on Mission Street. That's that, and you do have to get there early, friends. It can be a line. And honestly, early is a relative term, because the VMworld event, like the keynotes, they start early. So early is early if you want to get into Mel's. That's one of my favorite breakfast places. Or the other thing is, if you're not attending a session or the general session, the breakouts, whatever, that's a good time to get in there too. One of my favorite dinner places is Amber India. It's on that little walkway at Yerba Buena Lane. Indian restaurant, excellent place. My next favorite is Le Colonial. It's a little bit up the way, closer to Union Square. It's kind of that colonial French Vietnamese fusion cuisine. That's a little bit pricey, but it is good. So those are my favorites. But I really enjoy, and that's just the ones I can think of off the top of my head, believe it or not. Oh, here's another one. What's this other one? And it's this one is like a secret good one. It's down the way a little bit. It's called Town Hall. Town Hall with a E on town. Town Hall. T-O-W-N-E Hall. It's at the intersection of Fremont and Howard Streets. Oh, goodness. It's popular Southern-inspired food. Now, Sean, maybe you and I can run down there. Fried chicken, you name it. I think they got biscuits and gravy and stuff, even for dinner. It's so good. And my favorite thing there, of all things, is the ham. They have this ham sampler. I am a fan of the ham. I like my ham with jam, says Rickatron. I am. This ham at Town Hall, without saying a cuss word that rhymes with that, is something to have. So if you guys want to go off this beaten path a little bit from the Moscone kind of focus area, Town Hall, and you can use Open Table for that place. So those are some of my faves for San Francisco. Okay, so what else? Any other kind of, you know, additional thoughts around San Francisco and VMworld, you know, on what you guys are looking forward to?
Well, I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to, like you said, it's about getting together with all the people that you've met before, catch back up with them. But, you know, all the tweet ups, the parties, and hey, there is a rhyme or reason on how you can win stuff, too, in the Solution Center, and you know, where all the vendors are. You go to the small vendors that don't have as many people there. You got a better chance of winning. I know from experience, so remember that. But also, yeah, the tweet ups, the things where you can get together for. And, you know, every year, me and my buddy Michael, we try to get together with some people to watch the first night of college football. So that's definitely something big coming up that we're looking forward to as well.
How about you, Michael? Any closing thoughts as well?
Not really. I just look forward to, you know, meeting up with my old friends, making some new ones out there, and just trying to find out what new technologies are coming down the pipe.
Sounds good to me. Oh, one more. How about the hands-on labs? Sean, have you ever done those?
Yes, I have. I love to do those. And actually, a good day to go, they start them on Sunday early. So, I mean, Sunday is probably a great day to go hit those up because the crowds will be a lot less. So that's what I would recommend to anybody listening to this. If you're coming in on Sunday, to hit some of those up, because I'm very big on hands-on. So if you can get hands-on as much with it, do it. So I'm a big fan of hands-on labs.
How about you, Michael? You ever give the labs a try?
I have not. I would recommend anybody that doesn't have the ability to run up their own, spin up their own labs, either at their office or their house, to do it. But you know, we've always had access to all the latest, greatest beta. So I always sign up for all the betas that I can. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot easier to do at the house, or, you know, you're sipping a beer as well as working on it.
But nobody's going to yell at you if you brought a beer into the hands-on labs, would they? No, I'm just teasing. myself, I haven't used the hands-on labs in a long time. It's been, actually, it was before I worked at Veeam, honestly. That's when I attended basically as a blogger and you know, when I was an end user, I worked in financial services most recently. You know, I kind of took a different approach. But then once I started working here at Veeam, my profile of how I attended these events has shifted quite a bit. So, you know, it really becomes time management. In fact, I kind of feel dirty because I'm not even staying that long. I'm arriving on Monday and I'm leaving overnight via a red eye on Wednesday. Oh, so short, really. I'm missing Sunday, the opening night of the Solutions Exchange, but I've got to be in Asia later. I've got a very busy schedule, etc. So it's just one of those things that I've had to splice the days as such. Cool, good stuff. And for all the attendees, you know, make the most out of your VMworld experience. Really encourage you to do such. All right, I want to go through real quick a couple of things that Veeam has going on at VMworld in San Francisco. So first of all, two breakout sessions, and we're excited to have these. The first is SDDC 6281-SBO. And by the way, I'm going to have notes to all this stuff in the podcast page. So links to Michael and Sean's social media sites, the blog and the Twitter IDs. I'm going to have links to these VMworld sessions and links to the webpage that we have for this and more. So don't scribble down too many notes, but let's start with our two breakouts. First is Veeam Availability Suite V9 Deep Dive, SDDC 6281-SPO. That one will be held Tuesday, September 1st at 4 p.m., and that's presented by Doug Hazelman and Anton Gostev. VM Doug and Gostev, you know, that session always is a really good one. I'm looking forward to that. We're going to be talking about the newest, latest, and greatest here with V9. And then the second breakout that we'll have is SDDC 6282-SPO. That is myself, Rick Vanover, and my peer from Europe, Luca Deloca. We are going to be presenting the topic of using vSphere tags for advanced policy-driven data protection. Now, this one is going to be interesting and different. We're going to take a very unique, fresh look at tags, one of those constructs that come in vSphere, because they've really kind of advanced a bit in vSphere 6. And we're going to be thinking about storage policies and more, how you can use those as part of your data protection strategy. So I encourage you to check those out. Tuesday is Doug's, Wednesday is Luca and I. So one for each in case you have some schedule conflicts. Now the other thing, the big giveaway we're giving at VMworld, three chances to win what I'm calling Return of the Home Lab. Not just the home lab, but Return of the Mobile Home Lab. You'll have three chances to win. We decided, what can we give away for attendees at the event? So, a mobile home lab. So, Sean, I'm going to read you this inventory. You tell me what you think. So, we're going to have three winners. They must be present to win, and you have to stop by the Veeam booth to enter to win. And they have to be an end user, so you can't be like a competitor. No, that's our kind of rule. But you can't be like a they have to be an end user. That's the main rule. But here's this inventory, Sean. Tell me what you think. MacBook Pro 15-inch model with SSD, 16 gig of RAM, 1 terabyte SSD, a copy of VMware Fusion, subscription to VMUG Advantage, a Veeam NFR license for all products, as well as some evaluation media for the latest Windows and all the Veeam software. Three people are each going to get that. What do you think?
That sounds fantastic. I love it.
Awesome. Awesome. How about you, Mike? A mobile home lab, Michael. Is that something you might be interested in?
Always. Now, when you mentioned that you can't be a competitor, does Veeam really have a competitor?
Oh, thank you, and I promise I did not pay you to say that. No, you know, it's a complicated world. I'll tell you this straight up, guys. You know, you have, you know, are you a partner, a competitor? You know, are you end user? Sometimes you're a little bit of both. Like Michael, you're kind of an end user, and you're also kind of like a Veeam partner, right? You know, it's like everybody wears multiple hats nowadays, eh?
That's a true statement.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's kind of a funny thing, but we have some long subjective terms and conditions. But honestly, when we pick a winner, I'm going to walk up and say, okay, you're good or you're not, that type of thing. And I think we reserve the right to have a proper winner for who we're trying to target with this promotion, and that is an end user. We do have full terms and conditions somewhere, but I don't have it in front of me. So anyways, the mobile lab, that's a good thing to check out. At our booth, we're going to have demos of V9, which is due out later this year. We also just got info from Caroline. We're going to be giving away T-shirts and USBs. So the 8 gig USBs. And for the folks at home, yes, you can install ESXi on those. More additionally cool, you can also use those VeeamZip USB 8 gig images, and I've done this a number of times, as Veeam endpoint backup recovery media. So there are two for one there, or maybe grab two. Well, the events people don't like people taking too. So maybe grab one on one side, walk around to the other side of the booth and grab another. That's the pro tip. Anyways, don't tell them I told you that. T-shirts, special edition VMworld t-shirt giveaway. And also during the hall crawl, we're sponsoring beer and beer koozies at our booth. So our booth is where it's at. It's a short answer for that. All right, guys. Hey, Sean, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Oh, it was a great time. Thank you for having me.
And thank you, Sean, by the way, for the blog post. I appreciate that. And that led us to find Michael. And Michael, congratulations again on winning that free pass from us.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Cool. And thank you both for being on the podcast. We'll see you all at VMworld.